across beds, hearts and bucks. This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
I got kicked out on the street, and I prefer it over the street any day because I've got warm bed, people who will support me and will look after me. But, yeah, but the one big thing everybody misses in foster care is either their family or people who've passed away. And so we're all, like, a little depressed, and they do stuff to get us over that, which is really nice. But we always talk to each other, and if we ever have a problem, we know there's someone in another bedroom or wherever to just talk to.
So you're kind of supporting each other, but it's got to be better staying with a nice family like Anne than being in a care home, I would have thought.
Yeah, it is.
Doctor, listen, if I ask you anything that you don't want to answer, just tell me to get lost.
Okay.
But you're 16.
Yeah.
Can I ask, why did you get kicked out? Did you fall out with your parents?
Well, it was a complication of many things, which I can't go into detail.
Okay, of course.
But we just had a lack in communication.
Right. Okay.
And it sort of just spread.
Yeah.
Not from the family to other branches of the family.
Okay. And it must have left you feeling, I'm going to say pretty low, but that probably doesn't sum it up at all, does it?
No, I felt as soon as my dad kicked me out and I walked home from, I walked home from where I was, I knocked on the door and he opened the door and said, get lost.
Right.
Well, it was just distraught. I just stood there for like 5 minutes just thinking. And then you're like, what do I do? And you're feeling upset and angry. And what does any upset, angry person do? They just walk.
Mm.
And you walk and walk just to relieve stress. And when you feel calm enough, you just think, maybe he'll come find me soon. And so you wait and you wait in a place that you know your dad will come. And then it really hurts when you see him playing with my dog, okay?
Mm.
And he can see me. That's what hurts.
This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.